Stephen James Murdoch will have control of operations in Europe and Asia. That's a pretty big slice of the empire, isn't it?
Look, it's a massive step up. This is a major day in the history of the Murdoch family media empire, because James is now leaping from just running one listed company in the UK to being in charge of the entire European and Asian operations for News Corporation. So it's a huge step up, and it's all part of a wider, broader management reshuffle today as part of the takeover of Dow Jones.
So what sort of operations does this encompass?
Well, the current head of the UK newspaper operations, which is, you know, one of the biggest newspaper empires in the world based out of London, is a guy called Les Hinton. And he is shifting across to New York to become the chief executive of Dow Jones. So James Murdoch will step up to take charge of all of the British newspapers. He'll also replace his father as the non-executive chairman of B Sky B. So he'll still have the overall oversight of B Sky B, where he used to be the CEO. He'll be directly running the newspapers. He'll be the executive responsible for Sky Italia, which is the Italian pay TV monopoly, which has been one of the big profit drivers. And he'll also be in charge of, say, Star TV in Asia, which was the business he was running back in his late 20s out of Hong Kong. So he reassumes direct management control of that as well. So he's basically got everything outside of the Americas. So this is a major step.
Yeah, major step for a 34-year-old. Was this expected?
Well, we all know that Rupert Murdoch is a dynastic kind of guy, and he's got four adult children. And Prudence, the oldest, has never had an executive role at News Corp. The next two, Elizabeth and Lachlan, both tried their hand for a while, couldn't handle the politics or didn't like the pressure. They both got out. And James Murdoch, the youngest of Rupert's four adult children, was literally the last boy standing. And he really is still a boy. He's only 34. And it's an incredible responsibility and pressure to put on someone so young. But Rupert is clearly determined to hand over the chief executive's role to someone called Murdoch. And as part of this deal, he's also welcoming him back onto the News Corp board in New York. So James Murdoch got off the News Corp board when he was appointed to run B Sky B. Now he's back on there with his older brother Lachlan, who's a non-executive director, and both, of course, answering to the Sun King himself, Rupert, who's the executive chairman.
Yeah, now Lachlan is living in Sydney these days, and as you say, is out of the kind of position James now takes over in. But does that mean Lachlan's not coming back to the kind of high-profile role he once played in his father's companies?
Well, Lachlan loves newspapers, so a few of us were speculating that one of the reasons Rupert had bought the Wall Street Journal was potentially to lure Lachlan back to run it. But clearly that hasn't happened, because Les Hinton is running it, and Robert Thompson, another Australian who was the editor of the Times, has been appointed publisher of the Wall Street Journal today as well, as part of this pretty heavy restructure. So clearly Lachlan is enjoying himself as a non-executive director, living on the beach down there at Bronte with the supermodel wife and two young children, and tiptoeing around a few small investments here or there, but nothing of particular consequence. And I think that Lachlan will reemerge as a player when his father leaves the scene. So Lachlan is on the board. He's positioned to decide what happens to the company after his father departs. But clearly it is James Murdoch who is now the front runner, clearly been anointed. Lachlan's been out of the show for 2 years, showing no signs of coming back. So it's all eyes on James now. And this will be a fascinating struggle, because a lot of people don't think that you should run a company by bloodline, almost like the royal family, and that the Murdochs only own 13% of News Corp, but they've got 40% of the votes. And the 87% of the shareholders who aren't Murdoch probably think that appointing a 34-year-old to run the company is not particularly encouraging, and that's going to be the big struggle for the next few years.
I suppose so, but you could argue that Kerry Packer ran the business better than Sir Frank did, so running it by bloodline can surprise you at times.
Well, it can, but I think the problem is that there's only one Rupert Murdoch, that he's been building this empire for 55 years, since he took over at the age of 23 in October 1952, starting with one afternoon newspaper in Adelaide. It's now the world's most complex and powerful and international global media empire, and the idea that a 34-year-old can suddenly run that after less than 10 years working directly, you know, in a management role for the company is frankly, I think, a little bit silly. And that I think that, you know, maybe in 10 or 15 years' time, that would be a possibility. But Rupert's been fast-tracking all of his children from a very early age, putting enormous pressure on them. And it'll be interesting to see how James performs with this wider brief.
All right, we'll leave it there, Stephen Mayne. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Stephen Mayne, founder of the online media service Crikey.com, looking there at Rupert Murdoch's media empire, and James Murdoch, his 34-year-old son, now taking on a wider role.